way.
Cheers,
oh, cheers.
What was I going to ask? Oh, yes. Well, you've been here before. It's that time of the season when journalists ask silly questions as to whether or not the players have got the belief to get over the line. So have the players got the belief to secure silverware?
Look, we know we're a long way from the silver. If we start looking ahead to the end of May, you know, that's when you slip up. We said 2 weeks ago that we're effectively in a knockout tournament before the Connacht game. We've won two games, and by winning those two games, teams around us have slipped up, and that's put us in the top four. And look, at this stage of the season with two regular games to go, all you can do is have the destiny in your own hands, which we have. So we have two games to go, and there's no doubt that this weekend, as it always is against Leinster anyway, it's always a big game. You know, they have been, over the last 5 or 6 years, one of the top teams, and you know, that's where we've wanted to be. So it makes it a big game anyway, but when we're kind of knowing that any slip up probably is going to cost us a top four or certainly take it out of our own hands, then it becomes even bigger for us.
You sort of think about it, there's a panel like some of Brian and Sexton, everybody looks as if they're coming back from any injuries they've got, and you think of the Ulster panel as 12 guys out, there's Big Nick confirmed today, Tommy as well. It's, you know, injuries haven't been kind to Ulster this year.
No, they haven't, but look, you know, everyone gets injuries, and Leinster have been riddled, and they've also had a lot of internationals away, and they've had to deal, you know, people deal with different circumstances, and you have to sort of play the hand you're dealt. For us, look, you know, I think we're starting to get guys back. You know, it's disappointing that Nick is going to miss the rest of the season. You know, even just for him to get one more game here, you know, for everyone to thank him for everything he's done in his time here. But you know, the likes of Tommy, you know, it's not a big injury. You know, he'll miss this week, but you know, hope he'll be back for next week. So those sorts of things, like, it's disappointing that it happened for these big games. But you know, to get maybe a Tommy Bow back next week's a big shot. You know, to get Hendy back, you know, we've been doing all right with getting people back on their feet and back in contention. You know, Vian Herbst isn't a million miles away either. So from that side of things, look, you deal with what you've got, and you know, disappointing to not have a Nick and Tommy, for example, this weekend. But look, what a wonderful opportunity for someone like Sean Reedy that's been playing so well for us. Hendy's back and I'm starting to hit some good form, you know, so it means then, you know, Gilly and Trimby, you know, there's guys there, and you know, we'll always focus on the guys we have rather than the guys we don't have. And
look, I don't think a loss is a death knell by any stretch of the imagination. However, for us to win it would be important. It certainly pushes us right to a spot where it's possibly difficult to miss the finals. But we also know that Leinster are chasing a win. They get a win, it probably puts them in the box seat for this competition. So it's a